Blog Talk Radio.
M-A-D-D-A-D-S. Men against destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing less. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the struggle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I seen was black and blue. Soldiers showing love.
Hey, welcome to Blog Talk. I am your host, Erica, today because VJ is at the jail. My co-host is with me, Angela.
Hello.
And we are going to be talking about taxes today. So, have you done your taxes, Angela?
Not yet. I need to get on it.
I just did my taxes a couple weeks ago, and I was not thinking ahead. For those of you that have been to school, think ahead. Have you paid up all your student loans? Because I sure didn't. I'm just letting all you guys know out there that if you do not pay up your student loans and they are in default, you will lose your taxes. They will take it. No ifs, ands, or buts. Gone. You will not see any of it. So today we'll talk a little bit about the IRS released a dozen tax scams for 2013 that we'll talk a little bit about. I've got a couple of tips from, I don't know if you guys have heard of Susie Orman. She's a financial analyst and she's a finance guru. So she's got a couple of recommendations on how to do taxes. And we've got what the average American spends their taxes on. So if you'd like to call in and give us your input, our number is 347-215-9262. All you have to do is press 1, and we will listen to whatever you have to say. So let's start off with the scams. What to look out for? Identity theft. That's probably one of the biggest ones. Somebody gets a hold of your Social Security card or your W-2 or anything like that, and the next thing you know, your taxes are gone, and you spend the next 12 months trying to reclaim them. That quick, we've got somebody that wants to talk. 2143, you are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Have you done your taxes this year?
Not yet. I sure have not.
Oh, okay. When are you planning on getting them done?
I'm not in no rush. I'm going to get them done soon.
We are still early. We're still early in the year.
Yeah.
Can I ask? I'm going to be a little nosy. How do you plan to spend your refund?
Well, I always put up at least $2,000 or $3,000. And then the rest, I, like, take my baby shopping and stuff like that. But I put up money. I think smart.
Oh, that's good. That's good, because I know plenty of people that get that little stacks in their hand, and the first thing they do
is blow it.
A week later, $1,000. What happened to it?
Exactly, exactly. You know what I don't want to see this year, and I'm noticing it already. I don't want to see women spending all their money on men and not their children.
No, that's right.
That money do not belong to Ray Ray and Mike. They can buy their own clothes. You know, last year I noticed some kids with their mother and father, and they went in the store and bought $400 phones, and all of them was looking like bombs. That I don't want to see this year. Buy your kids some clothes, get your hair done. Don't spend on Ray Ray.
No, yeah, I sure have seen, and I mean, Facebook's good for a lot of funny pictures and whatnot. But, you know, the truth is a lot of them are honest. There was one that I saw, you know, mom got her tax refund last year and gave it to, you know, JoJo, and we haven't seen him since.
Right.
You know, and that's just, that's not smart. A lot of guys, I think, prey on, you know, single women
around
tax time.
And they allow them to prey on them. I know a person that wasn't even with the guy for Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's, but now he done pop back up for them income tax. We need to think smarter. You don't know, he hasn't been there that long. What do you think he's back for?
Exactly.
I just think a little smarter and stop allowing people to use them. Because that's them kids can use that money. Them children can use that money. It's so much, your bills, all type of things that you can do with that money rather than giving it to someone that's not even, for one, he's not your husband, you know, and I'm sure he should have his own job and get his own taxes. That's how I feel.
That's right.
Exactly, you know, and the thing is you, if as a female, if I'm getting my taxes, my man should be getting his taxes back also. So what do I need to give you my money for? If you're working and you get your taxes back, we all file the same, just like everybody else in the country. Why do I have to give you what I worked for? When you get what you worked for, you're not going to give me what you worked for.
You don't have to. And that's what women fail to realize, too. It's not that hard to say no.
No, it's not. Say it's no, because he's going to be gone with your money. You ain't going to see him no more.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I was doing my research for this show, actually, and I have found more cases of fraud in the IRS than I ever even really knew about. There was one young lady at 27 years old is now in prison for 21 years for defrauding the IRS. $20 million.
Dang. That's a lot.
She had three children between the ages of 2 and 12, and she took multiple people's Social Security numbers filed taxes. And the reason that this young lady got caught was because apparently her lawyer used the excuse of the fact that she had bipolar disorder and that causes her to seek attention from other people. So this woman posted a picture on Facebook with about probably a good $50,000 in her two hands that said, Queen of IRS Fraud.
How dumb can you be?
And she said, I've got the Tampa Bay Police Department in my pocket. I'm a millionaire. Y'all can't touch me. Guess what? They came and picked her up. She didn't even get to hug her kids goodbye before she went away for 21 years.
That's crazy.
They came and touched her is what you're trying to say.
Uh-huh. They came and got her.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, you know, I just think that everybody needs to be super careful about doing your taxes. Who's doing your taxes? All that. Because I was looking at the IRS website, and they said that they have less foot agents now, so you're less likely to get face-to-face audited, but you are more likely to get paper audited. So they want you to send in copies of stuff, proof of everything. And there's certain tax preparers that are considered fraudulent tax preparers. And if you get your taxes done by these people, you are automatically audited.
Wow. See, I go to 89 blocks. Places like that, you know, places that I can go back to if something goes wrong. You know, I don't go to people on the streets, and I don't do that. I don't trust them.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, I do the whole, I had Jackson Hewitt do my taxes this year, but I should have done it on my own because I turned around and I, you know, that free website, TurboTax or whatever, I turned around and did my own taxes after Jackson Hewitt did it, and I got about the same amount back, except for the $400 that they charged me to do it.
To do it. Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. I was like, you know, maybe I should have just gone on and done it myself. So, and I was looking at Susie Orman's tips for taxes, and she said, you know, try doing it yourself first, and don't necessarily send it in. But just do it on TurboTax on your own first and see what numbers you get. And then go to a tax preparer because you can, at H&R Block and Jackson Hewitt and stuff like that, they usually do a free look at your taxes and they can give you an estimate of what to get back. And if it's the same, do it yourself because why pay somebody else $400 if you guys are getting the same numbers?
That's true. So we should go into those Dirty Dozen text scams.
All right, my dear. I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come back to you, Sarita. We're going to talk a little bit about the scams that the IRS is doing or that they've got notice on. Okay, so let's see. Identity theft. You want to keep your Social Security numbers and W-2s completely locked away. Preferably in a safe, hidden. Do not carry that stuff on you, because if somebody gets a hold of it, you're done for. You know, it takes years to clean up identity theft. And they're not just going to take your taxes. They're going to take whatever else they feel like they can get, because if they're good enough to take your taxes, they're good enough to take extra stuff, too.
That's happened to me before, and it's a lot of work, a lot of hoops you got to go through.
Yeah, my sister had her identity stolen, too. Another scam is phishing. Phishing is a scam typically carried out with the help of an unsolicited email or a fake website that poses as a legitimate site to lure in potential victims and prompt them to provide valuable personal and financial information. Armed with this information, a criminal can commit identity theft or financial theft. So it says if you received an unsolicited email that appears to be from either the IRS or an organization closely linked to the IRS, such as electronic federal tax payment systems, report it by sending it to phishing@irs.gov. So emails, don't respond to emails like that. If the IRS is asking for your Social Security number or any type of information, bank information, anything like that, call them personally, because there is no reason you need to be sending all that stuff over the Internet. Return preparer fraud. About 60% of tax preparers will use tax professionals this year. Most return preparers provide honest service to their clients, but some unscrupulous preparers prey on unsuspecting taxpayers, and the result can be refund fraud or identity theft. So, like I said before, know who is doing your taxes, because if you don't know who's doing your taxes, can go all bad. It can just go all bad. They can take all your information. They can somehow take, you know, they can end up getting your money back or even part of your money back. So if you feel like that you have an unscrupulous tax preparer, then you can make a complaint at www.irs.gov/choose-a-tax-pro. All right. You can do the income offshore thing.
Okay. The next one is hiding income offshore. So over the years, numerous individuals have been identified as evading U.S. taxes by hiding income in offshore banks or accounts using credit cards or transfers to access these funds. So the IRS uses information gained from their investigators to pursue these taxpayers with these undeclared accounts. So they are catching on to you trying to send funds
to the Cayman Islands.
Yep.
To Swiss bank
accounts. Exactly.
And
so
you know
they
what
have
I also read?
Caught on
I,
that too.
They've started coming up with a reward for these other countries and the banks and stuff.
Really?
If you turn in an American that, you know, hasn't claimed that offshore account, you get a big bonus.
Really?
A big bonus.
And so far the IRS has collected $5.5 billion from these offshore accounts. So, obviously that's a big thing going on too. Do you want to go on to the next one?
Absolutely. Free money from the IRS and tax scams involving Social Security. Flyers and advertisements for free money from the IRS suggesting that the taxpayer can file a tax return with little or no documentation have been appearing in community churches around the country. These schemes promise refunds to people who have little or no income and normally don't have a tax filing requirement, and are also often spread by word of mouth as unsuspecting and well-intentioned people tell their friends and relatives. Scammers prey on low-income individuals and the elderly and members of church congregations with bogus promises of free money. They build false hopes and charge people good money for bad advice, including encouraging taxpayers to make fictitious claims for refunds or rebates based on false statements of entitlement to tax credits. So, basically somebody is in your ear saying, oh, go to Bob down the street, and he's going to get you a big old tax refund, and da-da-da-da-da-da, it's going to be free money. You didn't even have to file this year because, hon, you only made $4,000 all year, but you're going to come back with twice that much. Now, how does that make sense? Come on now. We've got to start thinking a little bit smarter. If you only made $4,000 all year, why is the government going to give you $8,000? They're not. They want their money. They are not going to give you double what you made. So, you know, just be smart about preparing your taxes, because the IRS is no joke, and they will come and hunt you down and put you in federal prison if it's that serious.
All right. The next one is impersonation of charitable organizations. I think we've all probably run into this in a time or two, whether we know it or not. But it's basically, especially after major disasters, it's common for scam artists to impersonate charities to get money or private information from well-intentioned taxpayers. So, you know, people sometimes do this door-to-door, online, over the phone. But basically, they do anything they can to get you to donate, especially if you just got some tax money back. You might be more willing to give a little extra. But always verify these organizations, you know, see their ID, whatever you need to do to make sure they're a credible source. Also, there is a toll-free disaster assistance telephone number. If you want to verify that, it's 1-866-562-5227. So that is another way to verify if there's been a disaster or some of the places that you can donate for that.
All right, so let's see. What do we got next? False or inflated income and expenses, including income that was never earned, either as wages or as self-employment income, in order to maximize refundable credits, is another popular scam. Claiming income you did not earn or expenses you did not pay in order to secure larger refundable credits, such as the earned income tax credit, could have serious repercussions. This could result in repaying the erroneous refunds, including interest and penalties, and in some cases, even prosecution. Additionally, some taxpayers are filing excessive claims for the fuel tax credit. Farmers and other taxpayers who use fuel for off-highway business purposes may be eligible for the fuel tax credit, but other individuals have claimed the tax credit although they were not eligible. Fraud involving the fuel tax credit is considered a frivolous tax claim and can result in a penalty of $5,000. So don't say that you earned $15,000 if you earned $4,000, because that will get you in some trouble. False form 1099 refund claims. In some cases, individuals have made refund claims based on the bogus theory that the federal government maintains secret accounts for U.S. citizens and that taxpayers can gain access to the accounts by issuing 1099 OID forms to the IRS. In this ongoing scam, the perpetrator files a fake information return, such as a Form 1099 original issue discount, to justify a false refund claim on a corresponding tax return. Don't fall prey to people who encourage you to claim deductions or credits to which you are not entitled, or willingly allow others to use your information to file false returns. If you are a party to such schemes, you could be liable for financial penalties or even face criminal prosecution.
All right, next one would be frivolous arguments. Promoters of frivolous schemes encourage taxpayers to make unreasonable and outlandish claims to avoid paying the taxes they owe. The IRS has a list of frivolous tax arguments that taxpayers should avoid. These arguments are false and have been thrown out of court. While taxpayers have the right to contest their tax liabilities in court, no one has the right to disobey the law. And all of this is also available on, what is this, IRS.org?
Yeah. I'll put the website up on our blog talk.
Okay.
Line.
So you can follow up with that, too.
Yep.
Another one is
falsely claiming zero wages. Filing a phony information return is an illegal way to lower the amount of taxes an individual owes. Typically, a Form 4852, a substitute for a W-2 or a corrected form of 1099, is used as a way to improperly reduce taxable income to zero. The taxpayer may also submit a statement rebutting wages and taxes reported by a payer to the IRS. So basically, they're saying that if you worked and now all of a sudden, if you think you owe the IRS, and you turn around and say, well, I just didn't make any money last year. I'm not paying y'all nothing. It's going to come back at you because they will figure it out. Because in the end, you have to live, and you made something last year. In some way, shape, or form, you made some type of money. Do you want that one?
Okay, disguised corporate ownership. Third parties are improperly used to request employer identification numbers and form corporations that obscure the true ownership of the business. These entities can be used to underreport income, claim fictitious deductions, avoid filing tax returns, participate in listed transactions, and facilitate money laundering and financial crimes. The IRS is working with state authorities to identify these entities and bring the owners into compliance with the law. So, that's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Yep. It sounds like some corporate bigwig stuff to me. You know, it sounds like they're just, you know, that's people with money that are trying to hide money and more money and more money.
Or businesses.
Yep. The last one is the misuse of trust. For years, unscrupulous promoters have urged taxpayers to transfer assets into trusts. While there are legitimate uses of trusts in tax and estate planning, some highly questionable transactions promise reduction of income subject to tax deductions for personal expenses and reduced estate for gift taxes. Such trusts rarely deliver the tax benefits promised and are used primarily as a means of avoiding income tax liability and hiding assets from creditors, including the IRS. So if you're going to open your babies up a trust account, wait till after tax season. Because that just, you don't want to have somebody going, you know, ruin your baby's trust fund or whatever it is.
So, real quickly, I will go over CNN under their money category. How do Americans spend their tax refunds? Now, my thought would have been blow it, vacation, you know, stuff like that. But it seems as though the study shows something a little different. 41.9% will pay down some debt. 42.1% put into savings. 29.7% just everyday expenses. 13.2% towards a major purchase, so that new TV you want,
car.
Laptop, car. 11.9% on vacation, that trip to Cancun you've been waiting to go on. Or 6.7% towards other. But that was really shocking to me because I would have guessed, if you would have asked me on a major purchase or vacation, would have been the top priorities. But apparently there are people out here with the right things in mind, saving and paying down your debt, unless they're talking about just taking it out of your taxes, in which you don't have a choice about that one.
Yeah.
And then they said on average about $3,000 or so is the average tax return. So that's a little information about that.
But get this. With that $3,000, you can plan a trip for two to Cancun spring break. There you go. Or a 17-inch MacBook Pro. Or if for some reason you feel the need that you need 56 iPod shuffles, $3,000 will pay for that. It'll also pay for an electric beach cruiser, which is a bike, or you can put it in a savings account. 10 years later, you will have an extra $300. That is so discouraging.
That really is.
So discouraging. Interest rates are way too low, apparently. So I decided to take the liberty to go on Susie Orman's website, our little financial guru. I love listening to her. She is so smart. So she said the average refund is about $3,000. That breaks down to $250 a month. Susie Orman's theory is that why let the government keep your $250 a month when you could be using it?
Right.
So her thing is your goal when tax time comes around is to break even. You do not want to owe them any money, and you do not want to get any money back. If you break even, that means you paid exactly what you were supposed to pay out.
Right.
But if you are paying in and you're getting a large refund, they're not giving you everything you're supposed to get back.
Right.
It is better for you to have to pay in at the end of the year $150 than at the end of the year you get a $3,000 refund, but really you could have had $4,000 or $5,000 if you would have just, you know, been paying them instead of you. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm trying to get this out correctly so that everybody can understand what I'm saying. You know, it's just you want to make sure that you're giving the IRS not any more than what they deserve. Because they will keep extra.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're not getting every dollar that you're supposed to get back in that refund. They're just giving you a chunk of change, and you're pretty happy with it because it's a big stack.
Right.
So she said, in order to do this, when you get your refund back, if you get a lot back, they say to go back to your employer and increase your exemptions so that you can get more money back during the year on your paychecks versus getting it all back at the end of the year. Now, I was one that I was like, you know, this is like a mini savings account. I got this. I was putting in, when I had my job at the convention center, I was putting in an extra $50 every paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I got my tax refund, I was like, I got like, I think a total of almost $15,000
mm-hmm.
back because I had put so much and had them, you know, take that little extra money out. But I learned that little extra money that I put in, they kept that.
Right.
You know, that was supposed to be mine, but they kept it. So I learned my lesson on that one. Do not put extra money in. She also states the best way to use your tax refund is to pay off your student loan debt. Get that off. Get your credit up. Pay credit card debt. Make sure you have an emergency fund, 8 months worth of living expenses in case anything were to happen. Make sure that you've got 8 months worth of living expenses. If you do not, use your tax refund to put that into a savings account and start that 8 months worth of living expenses. She also says save it in a retirement account. She said there's a regular retirement account, which is, I think, just an IRA, and then there's a Roth IRA. And if you don't make a whole lot of money, the Roth IRA is the best way to go because it is tax-free money.
Right.
You put that money in, they don't charge you taxes to put it in. You try and take it out, they don't charge you taxes to take it out. Now, in the IRA, they charge you to take tax or to take money out. So say, you know, 10 years down the road, you come on some hardship and you need, you know, $5,000 out of your retirement. They'll charge you taxes on that $5,000 if you just have a regular IRA. But there are ways to get around that. You have to check out SusieOrman.com to get that information. Try it yourself and then go to a tax preparer. And I spoke on this earlier. Definitely it's a good idea to, if you can get it free, why not? Don't pay somebody your money to do the same amount of stuff you're going to be doing. That doesn't make any sense. Just try it out. And TurboTax.com walks you through the whole thing. They ask simple questions. Did you get married this year? No. Did you have a kid this year? Yes. Okay, there you go. There's a deduction right there. So hopefully this answered a few questions for you guys, and hopefully it'll help you out on, you know, giving you some sort of an idea as to how to spend your tax money. Save it or take care of debt. You know, if you want to pay your rent up for a year, that would be a smart thing to do. That way you've got a whole year's worth of money just kind of free. not really free, but you can save it, or you can do, you know, invest in it. Make something of your money. Make the money work for you. Don't work for the money.
Exactly.
You know, it's just, you get, when you're getting a refund, you're getting too much money to just go out and say, man, I had $5,000 in my pocket last week. Now I have nothing. I got 50 cents. I can't even get on the bus. So just be smart, people. Have a good day. Until next week.
Get destruction, cause you know that we are blessed. Fathers of the ghetto ain't expressing nothing left. From the north to the south, to the east, to the west. Man, that's how you feel. On the streets, we keep it real. Day and night, the jungle fight is serious. I'm so for real. Tell me what was I to do. All I did was knock it blue. Soldiers showing love on the...